This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Don't look now, but Facebook is changing its privacy policy again. That's a phrase that always gets a lot of attention. Today, it's teenagers. Up till now, users under 18 could only share their posts with their friends or friends of friends. Not anymore. All you listeners out there in the 13 to 17 demographic, first of all, thanks for listening. Seriously. Second, though, and more to the point, you can now make it so that your Facebook posts can be seen by everybody, including a whole bunch of companies that are dying to sell you stuff. Marketplace's David Weinberg's got that story.
Facebook has a problem. Teenagers are fleeing the site for other social media outlets. One reason for the exodus, everyone and their mom has a Facebook account. Posting something your whole family can see isn't ideal for some teens. And here lies a conundrum. Teens want this privacy on one hand, but they also want to be heard even more.
You have to realize the world of a teen is relatively small, and social media and social networking make their world a lot bigger.
Jay Baer is the author of Utility, Why Smart Marketing is About Help, Not Hype. He says the problem with Facebook's old privacy policy was that teens could only get likes and comments from friends and friends of friends.
So it's much more interesting, certainly for my children and other teens, when they get likes and comments and shares and interactions from people that they don't know.
It's those strangers interacting with teens on Facebook that worry Dr. Wendy Patrick. She's a business ethics lecturer and sex crimes prosecutor.
Everything from cyber bullies to cyber stalkers to cyber predators can now view personal information of teenagers.
Patrick worries that the privacy changes could make teenagers more vulnerable on the web. But Baer thinks that ultimately this is not so much an age issue as it is a personal data one.
It's not about teens. It's about reaching Julie, the 15-year-old in Des Moines, and understanding all the things that Julie cares about and sending her the perfect ad at the perfect time. What that requires is data.
The privacy changes could produce a flood of data for marketers looking to get a share of teen spending, which, according to True Research, is worth more than $800 billion worldwide. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.